Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
Can identities be good at all? Can having an identity be good?
Without identity, you cannot function in the world. No activity is possible without identity. It's like wearing your clothes. Right now, these are my clothes. See, I wear loose clothes.
Yeah.
So that always you're aware, this is my clothing, this is not me. Suppose I wear skin-tight nylon clothes. After some time, I don't know which is my clothing, which is my skin. Do you have a space between you and what you have created? Or are you stuck with it? That's the important thing. If you are stuck with it, you will do crazy things, thinking you're doing good things.
You're held on to the identity. You're attached to it.
It will wrap you up. Once you create it and leave it,
right. It
will just wrap you up unless you're conscious.
Sure.
If you do this practice, which we call as Shambhavi, if you sit here, your body is here, your mind is out there, what is you is elsewhere. Once there is a little space between you and your body, between you and your mind, this is it. One thing is there's no suffering within you anymore, because suffering happens only two ways, physical suffering, mental suffering. Do you know any other kind of suffering? Once there is a little distance, this is the end of suffering. And above all, this is the end of all identity.
And how do you distance the suffering?
You don't distance the suffering, you distance yourself from your own body and your mind. This is what the practice is about. How to distance means this. See, right now there are life energies. See, when you were a five-year-old child, how much were you identified with your body?
I think I was probably exploring my body, trying to
run
around.
Not at five, you were not exploring any body.
My body? I think I was like running and jumping, and I
That's
was like
it.
Being active.
You were using it, but you're not identifying it. Because every day it's changing, you can't even identify with
it. Right,
all right?
Yes.
Your identity with the body got strengthened when you became an adolescent.
Okay.
That is when hormones started
poisoning
your mind. When your hormones hijacked your intelligence, suddenly you lost your sense of who you are.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you as a life were far more exuberant than your body can ever be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Yes.
When a child laughs, when a child jumps, when a child does these things, I'm still like this. I'm saying, you will see body is just a thing to use.
Yeah.
He's not that.
It's just
That's not the prime thing. The same was true with your intellect and your mind also, isn't it, when you were a child? So now...
You're curious, you're exploring, you're...
Yes, because it was changing and growing.
You're questioning everything.
You not that you consciously realize, but you know this is not it, because your exuberance is beyond that. If you keep your exuberance of life like that today, very clearly you know what is you, what is your body, what is your mind. When I say what is you, let us not give a definition to that, but your body we can define. It's a defined physical form. So we can define this. How did this happen? Just the food that you've eaten, isn't it? This is a heap of food.
Right.
What you call as my mind is a heap of impressions. What you gather, whatever you gather, can be yours, but can never ever be you.
What makes up you?
Why are you asking me? See, this is the problem. You want to get life into your definition. You can only define that which has distinct physical boundaries. Anything which doesn't have a physical boundary, you cannot define that, isn't it?
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.